to this 10th day of December 2017. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time with you. Here we are. It is Sunday. Tell you what, I've always said it before. There is something special about a Sunday. It really is. Welcome to Sunday Worship. If you're not too familiar with the program, we focus, really, it's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions and encouragement. And friend, I pray that your Christmas season, this Advent season, I pray that it is a good one for you. I'll tell you what, it's so easy for it to be so stress-filled with all the things that need to be done. It's so easy to forget about the true meaning of the season, where God comes in flesh to a broken and sin-filled world to give you and I hope today. Tell you what, got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way here for the next 30 minutes, including this classic from Michael English and Mary, Did You Know, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know?
That's right. We are glorifying and lifting up the Christ of Christmas here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. So do you have your Christmas tree up yet? Yeah, we put ours up in our church last week, I think it was, and we have yet to put it up in our house yet. It's one of those complicated ones where you got to put the latch on to the pole each and every. There's like 50 or 60 latches to complete the tree. It's just so overwhelming. So just kind of stresses you out just thinking about having to do it. So, I love this time of the year, though. I'll tell you what. You know, I once read that God made it easier for parents to release their children into the world by inventing the teen years. Isn't that the truth, right? Oh, yeah. Adolescence is a challenging time for children and parents alike. I mean, honestly, but so is childbirth. Think about it. I mean, an adolescence for teens is like being born into a strange world with a whole new world of emotions and expectations. And believe it or not, Jesus was a teenager too. You know, in the Gospel of Luke, we get a quick glimpse of what he was like at the age of 12, growing in wisdom and stature. And that's what all parents want for their teens. And friend, we parents can help them by being their biggest encouragers. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Save.
I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. And John Wesley said one time on reading the Bible, he says, reading Christians are growing Christians. When Christians cease to read, they cease to grow. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Thank you. Well, friend, I hope and pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I mean, honestly, you can be doing anything else, but you choose to have it tuned right here to Sunday Worship. And hey, if you got some time today, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Well, you know, we don't see them as often today, but remember the whole rage about pressure cookers? Just add water, seal the lid, turn up the heat, and the pressure in the pot did the rest. Amen. And life, friend, is full of pressures today, and none is more intense than peer pressure. In fact, it is so much more than the junior high student. I mean, everybody cares what others think. And that can even be a good thing, because part of managing peer pressure is learning to choose wise friends. And the Bible's book of Proverbs is full of good ideas on that subject. So be sure to be in good company.
Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. First light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
Oh, how I want to sing of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. Join and sing. Glorious. All for my King with three wise men of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. Let us remember when Christmas is here. He is the reason we sing throughout the year. On the day of Christmas.
A great song. Her name is Jamie Jam Goshen and the 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, how I love to sing. Well, your end of year gift here at Great News Radio will help us end the year in the black and on budget. And by the way, your gift is 100% tax deductible. You can send in your special year end gift to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 618-43. Now, if you missed that, here it is once again. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can give online safely and securely. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button that says donate. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. And from all of us here, thank you for your continued support and your partnership of listener supported Great News Radio. Well, I'm going to hang up the headphones and spend some time with God's people today, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.